Last night, Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen and State and Territory Ministers across Australia had a meeting to address the energy crisis in the eastern coast. The ministers agreed on 11 action points to address the crisis, and it's the first time the federal government is working with the states on the issue. One of the recommendations is to enhance the Australian energy market operator to procure gas and reserve it for future crisis situations. I started asking Councillor of the Climate Council and energy expert Andrew Stock his thoughts on the energy ministers' meeting.
Well, firstly, I think it's refreshing that we've actually had energy ministers agree on something. It's been a long time since we've had that in this country. We've had the climate wars, climate denialism federally. At last, we've got a federal government that is willing to acknowledge we've got a climate crisis and wants to get on with solutions to it in the electricity market in particular.
One of the key points of this meeting yesterday is that the Australian energy market operator will have powers to procure and store gas. How come was this not proposed earlier?
Well, I don't know why it wasn't proposed earlier. That's a good question. But I think the answer is that gas is already stored in Australia. It's just that the market operator doesn't presently have access to it to control some of that. So this new arrangement would give them the right to do that. And unfortunately, though, while it might solve the supply issues in a short term if gas is very tight, what it won't do is solve the pricing issue, which is caused by gas being in short supply domestically on the eastern seaboard.
So now, what are your thoughts about the federal government finally working with states on this issue?
Well, I think it's terrific that we've acknowledged at last that we need to get fossil fuels out of the electricity system and fast. And that's really the message that Chris Bowen, the Federal Energy Minister, was delivering last night. It's important to get on with this because what we've seen recently is that every time fossil fuels, gas and coal, drive the price for electricity, it's expensive. And it's made more expensive if gas is in the driving seat. So I think it's really encouraging that we've got a federal energy minister that understands that we need a transition plan to transition away from fossil fuels to renewables and storage. And we need to get on with that, A, have a plan, and B, enact it. And the other encouraging thing last night was that all of the energy ministers of the states and territories agreed with that. So this is a big step forward for Australia to have a transition plan for more renewables, more storage, delinking our electricity from expensive fossil fuels, gas and coal.
Now, Andrew, could you please expand a little bit more about how these outcomes will support renewable energies to avoid a worse crisis and how these will benefit the rest of the community?
Okay, well, what we've seen in the ACT and in South Australia as well is that, I mean, the Australian Capital Territory, that's Canberra and the areas around that, I mean, they procure all of their electricity, it's renewable, and they have the lower prices in Australia now on the eastern seaboard for their consumers because they've taken planned steps over a period of time to contract renewable electricity. The other good example is South Australia. You know, South Australia has, over a period of 12 to 15 years, moved strongly away from fossil fuels like coal and gas. And when the renewables in South Australia and the storage set the electricity price, it's some of the lowest prices in the electricity market. Unfortunately, the state still uses gas sometimes, and so that pushes prices up. And, you know, you can look at that online on a website called OpenNEM, and every time that wind and solar aren't supplying all of South Australia's requirements, gas comes in and the price goes through the roof. So it's pretty clear evidence that fossil fuels set high prices in electricity. And I guess coming back to the Federal Energy Minister's announcements yesterday, acknowledging finally that fossil fuels are expensive and they also create emissions, which you've got to deal with, greenhouse emissions. So cutting fossil fuels and delinking electricity more often than not from expensive fossil fuels is the way to go.
Now, we know this crisis is not going to forever, but also it's not going to be a night-to-day solution. How long do you believe it'll take to see results on these actions?
Well, some of the actions could show some initial results quite quickly, but I think it is going to take a couple of years. And the reason is that under the previous federal government, they did everything they could to slow renewable uptake around the country. They tried to abolish the previous Labor administration's renewable energy target, and when they couldn't do that, they cut it back significantly. They tried to abolish the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, and when they couldn't do that, they jacked up its rates of return to make it more difficult to do deals. So it's going to take a couple of years.
That was energy expert and councillor of the Climate Council, Andrew Stock.